Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hawks, a program designed to teach you Jesus' kingdom culture and the power to be, do, and have all God has destined for you.
We're very honored today to have a very special guest, Marketplace General Katrina Ferguson, God's anointed woman of God that is graced to have the abilities and the gifts to not only to excel in the temple of God, but also in the marketplace. I want to welcome you, Katrina, to the Voice of Destiny show, and I want you to know that we are blessed to have you as a gift and as a guest with us today. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much, and I'm honored to be a guest today. Thank you for inviting me.
Praise God. Well, for those of you that that you've just tuned into the show for the very first time, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopper. My guest, Katrina Ferguson, you know, it's really hard to peg her and say what she is and what she isn't, but just to give you a little brief bio about this anointed woman of God, she is a frequent writer for Essence Magazine. She is a marketplace general and strategist that God has called to the marketplace mountain. She serves as an author and publisher, entrepreneur, life coach, and is the former chaplain of the WNBA's Washington, D.C. Mystics basketball team. And Katrina, today, my heart is I'm impressed in my heart to talk to you about the issue of success. I'm going to ask you to share with us from the calling and the mandate that God's given you and what you know from Scripture. Is success and achievement something that people pursue as a carnal motivation or propaganda for acquiring power, influence, and opulence? Or is this really something that God wants for every single believer?
You know, that's a great question, because I think that the answer actually would be both. Because there are some who pursue success definitively because they just want the stuff. They want the opulence. Mm. They want the houses, the cars, the vacations. And a lot of times they'll use their calling, their gifts, so to speak, to do that. But it's the heart attitude that God is more concerned about. So because of the fact that he intends for us to be successful, but based on a heart motivation, which should be service to him and to the kingdom, first and foremost, and then the other things, they get added as a result of that faithfulness. So I often train and teach people, you're not supposed to go after money. You're not supposed to go after success, because it'll elude you like a butterfly. Mm. It will just continue to slip through your fingertips. But if you go after purpose, if you go after destiny, if you go after answering or solving the problem that God created you to solve in the first place, then success is a byproduct. But in terms of the things, the money, the cars, that stuff gets added as a result specifically of your faithfulness.
Wow. You know, Scripture tells us in 1 Peter 2:29 that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. But our mandate is to show forth the praises of God. And I've always believed that us being, doing, and having what God has ordained for us releases that praise and that glory in the highest dimension, because there is no way to give God glory if we don't have possession of it. And we acquire glory by us achieving and pursuing and dominating and excelling in those fields that God has ordained for us. And I've also discovered that if we don't do this, there are people that we just won't impact, we just won't reach, if we're not the best that God's called us to be.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true. Matthew chapter 6, it talks about the fact that, you know, be careful when you're doing good things that you don't make it, you know, a big performance, that you're not out there, you know, trying to do it for people. Even the Message Bible says that it might be good theater, but God who made you, he won't be applauding. And that's what we're after. So it's like when you do something for someone, don't call attention to yourself. You know, don't be the play actor that you see. I'm just doing this with a false humility, because God knows, and there's no reward for that. So it doesn't even make sense to do it in the first place, because the person that you're supposed to be trying to please is not even impressed.
Wow. Well, Matthew 4:17 tells us, from that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near, or it's at hand. And many of us are at a place right now where God is calling on each and every one of us to change the way we think about success, the way we think about failure, the way we think about his kingdom, and take on our responsibility as being kings and priests that will go to the high place and glorify God. And so a lot of us, the fear of success, or the fear of failing at success, really gets in the way of us going after the target, after the thing, after the place, after the people, after the assignment that God has given us. What are some solutions that God has given you about the purity of heart and the purity of motive and acting on what God wants you to be, do, and have?
I think most of that for me, Pastor Daniel, comes out of our it comes out of my experiences. You know,
mm-hmm.
and when you walk with the Lord as long as we have, you know, there are mm-hmm. some things that happen in your life that you can really look back at and say, okay, this is how this really is supposed to work. And one
mm-hmm.
of the things in the book of Matthew talked about is, you know, not laying up treasures for ourselves here in the earth
mm-hmm.
realm. You know, not mm-hmm. trying to get things here because, you know, they're all corrupt. I mean, I remember buying a car, and it wasn't a really good car. It was really kind of a bad car. But it was a car,
mm-hmm.
and I needed it. But I took
mm-hmm.
care of that car as though it were, you know, a brand-new Mercedes-Benz. And then
mm-hmm.
ultimately, you know, I was able to do that, to purchase, you know, the brand-new vehicle. But what I found about the brand-new vehicle that was very much like the old one is that ultimately it got old. It
wow.
wasn't new and shiny anymore. It had these extra miles on it. So I'm going
wow.
all out of my way. You know, sometimes we go into places that God wouldn't even have us to be in. We, you know, go against our calling, go against our conscience, Holy Spirit. We go against all those things to get stuff, and then it's going to become old anyway. So if you pursue, though, the things of God, you know, the only thing that lasts is what you do in the lives of his people. You know, those are the things that will go with you, the relationships that you build. So what I think after is, one, to do purpose, live on purpose, to do destiny, to be who God created me to be. And what I get excited about is when people will say to me, remember that thing that you prayed about with me? Well, this is what happened. When they say my name as a part of, you know, something Katrina Ferguson said when I was going through this that I was able to hold on to, it drew me closer to God, and we were able to get through the situation. And as a result, God will add those things. And then when they start to get old, he'll replace them for you. Well, I tell you, we live an absolute dream lifestyle just based on that simple principle that you will reap what you sow, and when you do destiny and live on purpose, God will make sure that all of the things that you ever desired, that they get added to you. And then I meet so many people, though, who are afraid of success. Now, nobody's going to admit I'm actually
mm-hmm.
afraid of being successful.
Mm-hmm.
However,
mm-hmm.
it's not what they say, it's their actions, it's their activity. You know, I know a gentleman who would get to a certain point, a businessman, and he would have great success, be just having great success, you know, the income is coming in, the lives are being changed, and then he would make a decision that would just cause the bottom to fall out of it. I call it an automatic choke, and it's something that's happening inside your character that will cause that to happen on a consistent basis. And that needs to definitely be submitted to God. It's got to be a fasting. There's got to be a time of prayer where you can say, okay, God, there's something in me that's stopping me from being the success that you created me to be. Because God didn't create any failure. He made us all good. We were all
Well, I was going to say that's a good place to break, because I would like to come back after this destiny break and really talk about the laws of success, the God's laws of success that really affect our way that we function and the way we manifest what God wants us to be. Because like that gentleman, a lot of times the programming that we have, it has a way of pulling back or limiting us walking in the full measure of what God wants us to be. Let's take a break right here, and we'll be right back, Katrina. Welcome back to the Voice of Destiny show. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Harp, and we're very blessed to have on our show today Katrina Ferguson, a marketplace general that is a strategist that has really helped a lot of God's people come from nothing to something, people coming out of unknowing their destiny to walking in their destiny. And there was a gentleman that you have been working with that he was excelling, and then all of a sudden in the middle of that, he would make choices. There were some programming issues that were going on with him that hindered him from walking in the full measure of what God has in store for him. So can you tell us, you know, what did you do to help him? What did you what were you able to impart to him to help him to get past that?
Well, it's still a progress. We're still growing through this. The first thing, though, is to get clear about who you are in Christ. A lot of times, especially men, they tend to identify themselves with their work, you know, with what their task is at hand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because one of the first thing that we men do when we meet another man, what do you do for a living? We want to know what do you do, because it is a way that we do to size up the other person and say, well, where are you on the hierarchy, the totem pole? Because men have a temptation of identifying ourselves with what we do, as though our work is who we are.
Right. And then the scorecard is your stuff. You know, the point is how much money is in the bank. What type of golf clubs do I have? So the first thing we have to do is define exactly how God measures success. So it starts basically with the repentance, first of all. We're putting ourselves first and turning away from that and trying to determine and create our own lives versus creating the life or living the life that we submitted to when we accepted Jesus as Lord and as Savior of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize that God's success is not measured or based on our task or how significant the task is. It's not about... it is based on how significant the task is, not on the reward, not on the outcome. And it's tough to kind of define it, but like when we would work with in the pro-life arena, we would go out there, we would march, and we would, you know, be out there and rain, snow, sleet, whatever it was. And because the task was significant, it was important to God. It didn't create income. It didn't cause money to come. But what it did was put us into a flow where favor would come. And you don't need money when you have favor.
Exactly.
So we just need someone that's going to look out for us. So we have to define what it is that God was looking for in terms of his life, and then help him to really focus and affirm that is success. Success is not measured at the end of the day by how much money is in your bank account. You know, God measures success by whether or not we're obedient
Well, this is a biblical model for us that a lot of times at the point that God calls us, our mind has not caught up with that calling. We look at the example of Moses when the Lord was calling him to Egypt to deliver his people. He heard the voice of God. He experienced the manifestation of God, but his mind still had not caught up with his calling because he was pointing at the fact that he could not speak or what he was not. The same case with Jeremiah. You know, God was calling him, and Jeremiah thought he was too young or something. Something just wasn't right with him, and a lot of us, we feel that way. This is why we do need to repent and accept God's definition of who we are and not the definition of our culture or our circumstances, because a lot of times our circumstances doesn't really line up with what God has said about us or what God has told us. So we have to repent, have a change of mind. The word repentance has to do with a radical change of mind that leads to change of action.
Absolutely. And then being faithful to what we learn in that process. You know, God bases our success, you know, in his eyes, is based on how faithful are you to the calling. Now that you know what it is I expect from you, now that you know clearly what direction you should be going in, are you going to do it? Are you going to move in that direction and not fall back on the crutches of the past, which is exactly what they are? It's a way to artificially prop ourselves up because of something inside of us that God-sized hole, that Jesus-shaped hole in our souls when we're not doing what he called and created us to do.
Well, this is the principle of being proactive and intentional about your destiny, because by design, whatever God's told you to do, whatever direction God's called you to go in, there is going to be natural resistance. natural resistance. So every one of us, when we've come to repentance and accepted the gift, the calling, the assignment that God's placed on our lives, in the house of the Lord, but outside the house too, because mostly most of our life is outside the four walls of the temple. So we really need to be conscious of, yes, who are we in Christ? Who are we in the membership body of the local church? But who are we called in that 9-to-5 window or that community the Father has given us commissions to go and change and transform the lives of people? We must be intentional and accept the fact that it's not going to always be easy. It's not going to always be open gates, but we've got to begin to come into the discipline of being proactive and intentional about the work and the calling and the vision God's given us.
And then to also be strengthened by the fact that it's in the natural as well. We see it all day,
mm-hmm.
every day. The natural
mm-hmm.
flow of things is downward. And it's downward. If you don't do anything, things are going to get worse. You know, so
mm-hmm.
we have to understand that we have to work. It's our whole lives are about working to determine what God created us to do and actually doing it. And then discovering, you know, the new facets day after day, week after week, year after year, that continue to move us towards our destiny. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of times we get stuck because we forget the fact that there are seasons. You know, that there are seasons, just like it is in the natural, you're going to experience in the spiritual seasons where it might be a winter time. And you're like, okay, I know God is there, but I can't even hear him. I'm not connected to him. Well, that's when that faithfulness, that faith comes in, and you just continue marching based on the last order that you got. You just continue moving forward, knowing that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We've got to accept the fact that it's not always going to be springtime, and things are not going to always be blossoming. We're not always going to have crazy momentum propelling us forward. Sometimes it's going to be more work, feel like more work than other times, but it's all part of that process. And I think that's where we get lost. You know,
we've got to be faithful in the little. Before God will authorize us to be faithful over the much. It is the principle of God. When Jesus came into the planet to be the Savior of the world, he didn't come in as a full-blown adult, and he could have, because we've seen examples of angels who are full-grown-looking men come into the planet and do works for God. But God said, no, I'm going to start Jesus the Christ off in seed form and allow him to go through the process of infancy, puberty, you know, adolescence, all those processes of growth. And Jesus, while he was going through all that, he knew who he was. He knew that he had to be about his Father's business. And this required, on his part, a fidelity, a faithfulness to employ the thing that God had put in his hand to do. And so when we come back, Katrina, let's talk about once we've come into intent, once we've come into purpose, once we've come into definition, there are keys to moving to that destination, which is what we refer to as the end in mind, the vision, the inspired view of God. Because without the intent, you know, once we get the intent, that's a whole lot of energy that we've unlocked, and it needs to have a channel in which it's to flow. And one of those first channels is coming into vision. And so let's take a destiny break right here and come back and lift up the people of God. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm Dr. Hopp, your host, and my guest is Katrina Ferguson, God's Marketplace General and Strategist that God has been using for years to test the lives of so many. And Katrina, we've been talking about being intentional about our lives, that the calling to be successful and to excel is not a propaganda piece to realize opulence, power, or influence, but it's actually an authentic call of God upon the lives of the believer to maximize who God's called them to be, do, and have. And we talked about the importance about being proactive and intentional. Now let's talk about vision. What role does vision play? Once you've come into a sense of calling and purpose, what role does vision play in the lives of us king priests as we're pursuing showing forth the praise of God with our whole life?
I believe that our vision is to our calling what fuel is to a rocket. You've got to have a vision that you can see clearly where it is that you're going, because what happens is from where we are today – to where we're going, all of that in between is the process. And very often that's where we get hung up, not realizing that most often God is not going to just pick you up from where you are and take you somewhere else. Think about the lotto winners. A lot of times it was more than 98% of people who win the lottery are broke a few years later. That's because there was no process. They didn't grow into where it is that they ended up with all of that money. So we have to grow where we want to go. That means we have to do things like personal development. We talk about often. What's the last book that you read? What is the last, you know, inspiring movie that you watched? And very often we don't guard our hearts, realizing that out of our hearts come the issues of our lives. We have to be very careful what we allow to penetrate our heart, because the word also says that where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. That's a very easy indicator in terms of whether or not you're in purpose, if you are progressing towards that vision. So often we hear things that cause fear to grow up in us. You know, it's kind of like your children. You allow a child to watch a scary movie at night, even though that same movie may not affect you. That child could wake up in the middle of the night having nightmares and night sweats. So it's the same thing. When you allow people to speak into your life negatively, when you're around negative people and you just take all of that in, it affects your ability even to see your vision clearly. And I can even reflect on times in my life where I knew for a period of time clearly where I was going, but then I get around the wrong people or people. When I say wrong people, I mean people who aren't called the way that I'm called, who aren't moving in the direction that I'm moving, who don't believe what I believe, you know, who aren't walking the way I'm walking, and then I'm having trouble seeing where I'm going. It was that I ended up off track, wasting time in my process. So we have to be so careful about guarding our hearts, guarding the people, the associations, the folks that are around us, the things that we allow ourselves to hear, to allow ourselves to see. And then we also have to be real clear about what we're sowing into the lives of other people. Because you're not going to go where you don't sow. That's called thievery. That's called stealing. If you think that you're going to get some stuff that you never sowed for, that's totally outside the principle that God put in place. So we have
And a lot of times we want things that we're unwilling to give other people. We want people to do things for us that we are unwilling to do for others. We will consume something of someone else and want them to compensate us when we turn around and do the sowing, when we've got to begin to come into a clear optic idea of what it is that God wants us to be, do, and have, and accept the responsibility of that vision. If God's called you to excel, to be wealthy, prosperous, influential, you've got to be willing to sow that and give that to someone else. Because as what did you just say? That if you don't sow it, can you repeat that statement again?
That if you expect to reap where you have not sown, it's thievery. It's stealing. It's stealing.
Wow. So vision is very important. It gives you a framework of what you're supposed to live up to. When you get that picture, that inspired view of what God wants you to do, it helps you to understand not just what your destination is, but it helps you to understand what it is you need to fix inside of you. When Joseph had that dream that his mother and father and brothers were going to make obeisance to him, Joseph, initially in his immaturity, was just looking at the elevation side of that dream and not recognizing the responsibility side, that there was going to need to be a character development in him. That's why God allowed all those things to happen to him. He had to also sow success to others in order to get there. Whatever it is that God has given us a picture of us to be, do, and have, it is not just a message about what our destination is, but what is all the responsibilities? What are the tactics? What are the investments we need to make to get there?
Absolutely. And in the process, we talk ourselves out of it, Dr. Hopps. We talk ourselves out of it, which is why I believe the word also says that we have to guard our tongue. We've got to watch our mouth. We have to make sure that we're speaking what we want to have and not even so much what we have. I kind of look at any achieving any vision kind of in like four steps, kind of like you have to receive it, then you have to believe it, and then you have to just begin to act on it. You got to get out there and start making the thing happen. I love that principle because it's called act as if. You know, it's like if you expect to be a multimillionaire in the kingdom of God, well, how would you talk? How would you walk? How would you act? Who would you help? Well, start doing it while you're a thousandaire, and then ultimately you will become that multimillionaire that we talk about.
Wow. Well, you know, there's never, ever enough time in the show to fully have a conversation with you, Katrina, because you're such a woman of wisdom and strategy. And I'm going to ask you if you will be willing to join us for our show tomorrow to be able to add more to our hearts and our mind about this priestly calling that we have to excel and go to the high place to glorify God. So many of us think that God has limited our worship of him in the valleys, but God has also called us to the high place. He's called us to bring him glory and honor at the highest level so that all men may see our good works and glorify our Father that's in heaven. And so I want to thank you for taking the time out with us to help us to understand really, is this idea of success and achievement, is it really about glorifying God, or is it a carnal pursuit of opulence, power, and influence? Brothers and sisters, I thank you again for tuning in to the Voice of Destiny show. If you've enjoyed this show, we encourage you to go to our website at voiceofdestiny.org. And as a gift to you, our listeners, we've made a recast of this show available to you at voiceofdestiny.org, at voiceofdestiny.org. And after 7 days, you'll have an opportunity to have a personal possession of these shows by purchasing a copy of the show on our website at voiceofdestiny.org. And remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord your God has made for you. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. To order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.